up next, we have Mr. Girls, an hour of hip hop. Cut short. Stay tuned. This is CITR. Thanks for listening. All that. Love.
Condoms, a bottle of Old Harper, a couple of those panty shields, and some illegal fireworks, and one of those disposable enemas. Make it two.
To learn more about the diverse array of programming on CITR 101.9 FM, why not visit CITR.ca?
Hey there.
Barev.
We're the Armenian Students Association, and we're here to bring together everyone,
Armenians and non-Armenians,
who are interested in learning about the Armenian culture here at UBC.
Find us on Facebook at ASAUBC to stay up to date. We look forward to seeing you at our future events.
Right to Play is an international humanitarian organization using sport and play programs to encourage the healthy physical, social, and emotional development of the world's most disadvantaged children. RTP at UBC is run by a team of committed university students who advocate sport for development, and it is the first university chapter of its kind. We want you to get involved. Together, we can educate students about sport for development, help raise money, and teach children here in the Lower Mainland about the importance of sport and a healthy lifestyle. So check us out at www.interchange.ubc.ca/RTPUBC.
I get me some club hopping, trying to get me some bad bitches when they get me sprung. Early in the morning, I'm waking, baking, drinking, contemplating. Ain't no such thing as Satan. Evil is what you make it. Thank the Lord for that burning bush, that big body Benz I was born to push. On my way, I'm burning Kush. Nigga, don't be worried about us. Neighbors knocking on the door, asking can we turn it down. I say ain't no music on. She said no, that weed is loud. Nigga, we ballin', straight swaggin', lost heart, but I'm maintaining. I've been told that I'm amazing. Make sure keep that fire blazing, we livin'.
In the shop and I had a ball. I had the ball for therapy. My strength don't think that helps at all. Whatever. That man ain't wearing these leather pants. I diagnosed my damn self. These damn pills ain't working, fam.
in my spare time. Punching walls, fucking up my hand. I know that shit sounds super great, but if you had my life, you'd understand. But I can't fold. Some poor soul got it way worse. We're all troubled in the world in trouble. It's scary to have a kid walk this earth. I'm what you made, God. Fuck, yes, I'm so odd. Think about all my old friends who were my friends all along. When it rains, it pours. Whiskey bottles on the 16th floors. Every day the fight stays a chore. Mr. Dream with no exit doors. I need
and I'll get sued. See what these kids do is hear about us, They wanna get one cause they think this is cool. Not knowing we really just protecting ourselves. We entertainers, of course this is affecting ourselves. You ignoramus, but music is reflection of self. We just explain it, and then we get our checks in the mail. Let's to paint it. How we can come from practically nothing to being able to have anything that we wanted. That's why we sing for these kids who don't have a thing except for a dream and a rat magazine. Who post pinup pictures on their walls all day long. Idolize their favorite rappers and know all their songs. Or for anyone who's ever been through in their lives. So they sit and they cry at night, wishing they died. So they throw on a rap record and they sit and they vibe with nothing to you, but with a they eyes. That's why we seize the moment, try to freeze it and own it, squeeze it and hold it, cause we consider these minutes golden. And maybe they'll admit it when we're gone. Just let our spirits live on through our lyrics that you hear in our songs. And we can
welcome to the show. You're listening to Screen Girls on Air on 101.9 FM, broadcasted live from Vancouver.
Live from what?
Live from unceded Musqueam territory.
That's
right. I'm Christina.
And I'm Sarah. And we played a couple throwback tracks. One was Eminem, Sing for the Moment, which is a favorite of one of our guests this evening. And the others was a classic, one of my favorites, Just What I Am, featuring King Chip, who I feel gets way less love than he deserves. So, as you can hear, one of us is sick.
Yeah, I have a cold, and I don't think I realized how crazy I sounded until we were Snapchatting earlier in the week and playing it back. I'm just like this growling monster. So, yeah, bear with me.
And speaking of Snapchat, it was our turn in Vancouver this week to go live. And
I was really excited for it. They announced it the day before. One of the filters that you get is, get ready, Vancouver's going live tomorrow. So we were super excited, and we checked it out at the end of the day.
And
what'd you think?
I thought it was terrible. I thought it was, like, very...
It was short.
It was very beautiful. It was short.
The story was very short.
Yeah, and I thought it was kind of like, they didn't show the best areas. I feel like they kind of skimmed it. And I know, like, when we look at things, like, for example, today is Delhi. They are showing the Diwali. It's the Diwali today. And they're showing in India how people are celebrating. And it's, like, so intimate. And, like, you're in people's homes and they're running around.
It's super
and they're running
intimate.
Around their blocks and their streets. And ours, it was like, here is our landmark.
Here's
our other landmark.
The intimacy was definitely missing.
Yeah.
Because when you follow, say, today, the Diwali story, you see people shopping and they're speaking directly to you and they're saying, like, you know, we're shopping for tonight's celebrations, and then they're having dinner in their homes. But this was more like, hey, this is Vancouver. This is our SkyTrain. This is Stanley Park. This is the seawall. Felt very commercial.
In Vancouver, we blah blah blah.
Kind of corny, kind of cheesy.
It was really cheesy. I think we need a redo.
The only thing that they killed though was the Hotline Bling box, which we can proudly say is just right here where we're broadcasting, right around the corner.
So they have constructed a little set here, and it is a big box, and it's flashing colors similar to Drake's Hotline Bling video.
It's set up just like his music video.
Exactly, and they are playing Hotline Bling on repeat.
It has been going on since we got here. It's just nonstop, and people are going in, and they're doing their best Drake dances. And, yeah, they're all, of course, uploading it to Instagram, so you can check that out at UBC Hotline Bling.
And they posted, just as you said, that just short snap, and I feel like it saved the entire Vancouver Snap story.
Yeah, it looked so cool on the Snapchat. I was like, where the hell is that? We have a Hotline Bling box right now?
We have fun. We're current. Like, it wasn't a travel commercial for Vancouver.
We're supporting Drake on the West Coast, yes. That Canadian talent. Yes. But yeah, it's Diwali today, which is the Indian celebration of Festival of Light, rather. And there's a lot of controversy this year about it.
There is. Some people are saying that it should be called Black Diwali instead of just Diwali, which is light. And so no lights going on. And there's some issues going on right now in Punjab, India, where
The holy book of the Sikh religion was destroyed. And so there's been some protests about that. And two people have died and, you know, dozens of others injured. So they're trying to say, like, in solidarity, let's not celebrate and have Black Diwali, no lights. But the flip side is you've got people saying, no, let's have White Diwali and still
celebrate.
Do light
your candles, celebrate your holiday.
But yeah, so it's such a busy day. It's also Veterans Day.
Remembrance Day. And I think it kind of hit home for you this year, you were saying.
Yeah, it's just, you know, when you're growing up and you're in school, they, you know, really stress the importance of it each year. But if you're, you know, since, you know, not being in school, it's very easy to kind of let it fall through the wayside. It's just another day off, it feels like, after a while. But I think this year it was, you know, it was kind of a chance to reflect and be like, wow, it is actually really cool that, you know, veterans fought. So we have all the freedoms and rights that we do. And we learned a really cool fact. There's a cemetery right around the corner from where we live. And there's over 500 veterans buried there. And so we used to just walk through the cemetery and hang out in there. And there's this one gravestone that we really like.
That's our dude. Every time we go.
His name is Hi, H-I-G-H. So every time we walk by, we're like, hi.
What's up, Hi?
You high? Hi. But we just learned today, Hi's a veteran.
Hi,
so shouts out to the veterans.
Yeah. Hi, I'm so proud of him. That's beautiful.
And I don't know, man. I think people get really weird about cemeteries, but I think they're beautiful. I think it's, I don't think it needs to be looked at as a creepy, scary thing. Some people do look at it that way, but
that is so, what is so great about the Mexican culture, because they have these days where they celebrate the dead and celebrate the life and focus on the life, which is kind of mirroring the whole, like, Diwali situation. But basically, we were invited to participate in the Day of the Dead last week, or Dia de Muertos, and it originated in Mexico, and it's from November 1st to 2nd, and we had so much fun. We got to be Katrinas.
Yeah, we went to the Anvil Center. They were celebrating. So we waited and we got our faces painted like Katrinas, little skull faces.
And flakas. I was really excited because I love flaka from Orange is the New Black. And someone called me that and I got really excited.
And we got sweet bread and Mexican hot chocolate.
Delicious.
It was really, really fun. Everyone there was super warm and welcoming, so it was really cool to, wow, I'm totally losing my voice, Sarah.
Okay, so it was really cool, and we basically went outside afterwards, and I think as soon as
kind of forgot we still had our faces painted up.
As soon as we left, and I think some people outside had a very visceral reaction to us. Like, they were just like, what the fuck? And so we were like, no, we can't go home. Like, we get to troll as many people as we can. So we kind of, like, hung out after, and it was really, really fun. And I love that they do that. The next one is Cinco de Mayo, right, in May?
Mm-hmm.
So the next day, last Friday, we attended Fuse Transform, which is the Vancouver Art Gallery's quarterly event. And
wait, let's back up for a sec. Oh, yeah. Also, that night after...
Oh, right. Scary.
At the Anvil Center upstairs is the New Media Gallery. So we got to check that out. It was... the New Media Gallery had their... The New Media Gallery had their opening night of their latest exhibit, Scary. And so Scary features video art all dealing with themes of horror. So it was a perfect, like, post-Halloween wrap-up. You know, we went from... Halloween to Day of the Dead, right into Scary. I mean, to name your exhibit Scary is amazing. So we got to check that out, and that was curated by Sarah Joyce and Gordon Duggar. And
that was curated by Sarah Joyce and Gordon Duggan from New Media Gallery.
And Lauren Marsden had a film, The Pit, A Study in Horror, that played, and it was... We got to check that out. It was one of our favorites, and she'll be doing a talk there this Thursday.
And they were, it was all film, and every time you kind of go in, they've got it completely set up differently. I found Scary to be so disorientating, and you really get into that vibe as soon as you get into it.
Disorientating for sure. It was... One of them, because, I mean, they're floor-to-ceiling projectors, some of them. So you walk into the room, and there is this one, and it's like a long white corridor, kind of walking up to it. And you got the sense that you were being chased and then chasing the subject. So he was, like, running through all these mazes and things, and doors were slamming. And they really pulled you in. It's really great way to deal with the subject matter of horror.
And they also had another film called Horror Chase, and that's by Jennifer and Kevin McCoy. They're from New York. And so that one is, you open the door, it's a glass door, and immediately you're watching a man, and he's escaping from something or moving towards something, but you just get that sense of urgency. And then it's like, as you walk closer to it, you're walking closer and closer, and I feel like... It's
disorientating one, yeah. It was crazy. I didn't know if we were chasing him or if he was chasing us.
You get that suspenseful feeling, and it stays with you as you go through the exhibit.
It pulls you in. It pulls you in immediately, and you become a part of it, it feels.
I think it's really a gamble to have an all film.
You're either going to love it or hate it.
Yes.
But I think it was really well done, and I think, like, just even playing with the different sizes. So the one you were just talking about with the man running.
That's the floor-to-ceiling one,
That's
right?
the floor-to-ceiling yeah. one. And that one being floor-to-ceiling is super effective because that's how you feel. And the way it's set up with the, you know, you walk through the glass doors and you walk down the corridor. You're immediately in it. And then whereas another room, you walk in and the film is, you know, just maybe... what would you say, 10 inches by 10 inches
mm-hmm.
on, I think it's, you know, a few different screens. So a massive wall and 10 by 10 inches maybe, just in the middle. So it's all black. It's all dark in there. So you walk in and it's super dark. And so it's a completely different feel. So it's really interesting to see how this video art, all dealing with horror, can differ so much, you know, right down to size that it's displayed on.
Definitely. And so then the next night is when we went to Fuse and
at the Vancouver Art Gallery.
Vancouver Art Gallery, yes. And this one was curated by Glenn Alteen, and the exhibits on show were Embracing Canada, Korean artist Lee Bull, Between Object and Action. And I felt like it was a really, once again, very photographically friendly, selfie-friendly exhibits.
Completely. Lee Bull's work, she had this mirrored maze. We definitely Snapchatted it. It was, I think, like a crowd favorite. Everyone, like, was walking through and taking selfies, and not even just selfies. You were saying it was more video this time than it was selfie.
It was.
So this sort of interactive art, I mean, it's perfect for social media. Completely. I completely agree with that. It was also really interesting the way that everything was mirrored. And in Leibold's work, the themes are usually patriarchal authority and the marginalization of women. And these themes are expressed in cold, mechanical-like sculptures and installations that reflect the ideals of a futuristic society. And that futuristic, I feel like we really got a sense of that at the Vancouver Art Gallery. The silver, stainless steel, even the chandelier.
You must say, this chandelier was Sarah's favorite. Sarah loves chandeliers, period.
I love
and Leibold had a beautiful chandelier. It was one of the focal points right there in the middle. Again, perfect selfie place. It was, this art is just, Leibold's work is just super beautiful, super interactive. Evelyn Roth also had some beautiful work on display.
Yeah, and I thought
some
that they
beautiful
were...
costume art garments.
And was that the wool? Or not wool, but it was like covered in this material.
Yeah, and they were like almost, they were like mannequins holding hands, and they were like all wrapped up in black yarn or wool and really different, interesting materials that she uses.
Okay, and so we're going to get into some Daniel Caesar right now. Here he is with Paradise featuring Bad, Bad, Not Good.
Myself, myself, ooh. Mic check.
Drop, hold mics like ponytails tight and bobble ops. Stop and stick around, come through and dig the sound of the flop round 6060 cycle. Who throws a dick around? Bound to go three plat. Came to destroy rap. It's an intricate plot of a B-boy strap. Fem stack cats get kidnapped. Then release a statement to the press. Let the rest know who did that. Metal fist terrorist, claim responsibility. Broken household name usually set in hostility. What is MF, you silly? I like to take men's to the end for 2 milli. That's an audio daily double. Rappers need to fall off just to save me the trouble. Yo, watch your own back. Came in and go out alone, black. Stay in the zone, turn H2O to cognac. On doomsday, ever since the womb till I'm back where my brother went, that's what my tumor say. Right above my government doomer lake. Either unmarked or engraved, hey, who's to say? I wrote this one in BCDCO section. If you don't believe me, go get bagged and checked in. Cell number 17, I'm under the top bunk. I say this not to be mean, what's bad luck, a pop junk. Pop the trunk on C-Cypher Punk, leave him left scraped. God forbid, if ain't no escape, blame MF tape. Definition super villain, a killer who loved children. One who is well skilled in destruction as well as building. My city selling teaches the trife to be trifer. I'm trading science fiction with my man alive lifer. A pie pipe, a holler, a rhyme, a dollar and a dime. Do a sting, ring around the white collar crime. Get out my face, asking about my case, steam toothpaste. Fresh cement, monkey style, nigga to death again. And dope fiends still in their teens. Shook niggas turn witness. Real men's mind their own business. That's the difference between sissy pissy rappers is double dutch. How come I hold a microphone double clutch? COs make rounds, never have ox found. On shakedown, lockdown, wet dreams of Fox Brown. On doomsday, ever since the wound till I'm back where my brother went. That's what my tumor say. Right above my government tumor lay. Either unmarked or engraved, hey, who's to say? Doomsday, ever since the wound till I'm back.
Pencil Fingers is a BC-based illustrator who primarily uses pencil for his drawings. He's created works for Dylan Cooper and Mick Jenkins, tour merch, and so much more for Yellow Wolf, and album artwork for Issa Gold, as well as for the Underachievers. And he recently did the album artwork for their album Evermore, The Art of Duality. And we spoke about that a few episodes back. And in addition to that, he's also running his very, very popular Instagram page. It's Pencil Fingers with a Z on the end. And on that account, he just draws these beautiful, very lifelike drawings of rappers and artists. And we've got him on the line with us today. How's it going?
Good, how are you guys?
We're doing awesome. We're super excited to talk to you.
So yeah, I'm excited to talk to you.
Why has pencil been your medium?
Honestly, like, it's just, I got a sketchbook when I was like 7, and it just said, like, it's for pencil, so that's, I'm 7 years old, I just started with pencil, and it's just accessible, and it's not messy, and, you know, in class, I always had a pencil there, so that's just the way it went.
How did you transition into more digital paintings and drawings?
Literally, like, that only happened a little over a year ago. I was mostly doing just paintings and pencil stuff, and I've always wanted to do digital work. Like, I've seen some digital artists and how they make it look like a real painting. I just always wanted to, but I didn't have the equipment. So I was talking with Chance the Rapper's manager, and he asked, like, I had done a painting for Chance, so he asked me if I did digital work, and I lied, and I said, yes, I do, and then I went out, and I grabbed myself a drawing pad and literally looked up some YouTube videos and figured it out because I didn't want to turn up a possible opportunity like that.
That's so awesome. And so how has, just exactly how instrumental has the internet and social media been in helping you get your art out there?
Oh, it's amazing. I don't even know where I'd be if I didn't have the internet. Like, I remember I put off Twitter and stuff like that for so long because I just didn't think I needed it, and then as soon as I got on Twitter, that's when I connected with Issa Gold. And then from there on, it was like, okay, well, that's the easiest way. Because as soon as you have people like that following you, other people that you want to connect with, they look at your page and it literally says, Issa Gold follows this guy. Like, so they're like, oh, if he does, then, you know, obviously he's worth following for some reason. But it's amazing. And Instagram especially is amazing, especially now that you can post long pictures, because most of my stuff's pretty long. So, yeah.
And so you've worked extensively with the Underachievers and with Issa especially. Can you tell us a little bit about the thought process for the Evermore cover?
Oh, yeah, for sure. He's always, like, he never really goes into anything unless he's already thought it out entirely. So basically just messages me over on Instagram and just says, okay, yo, you ready? And says, basically explains, breaks it down that he wants it to be, like, a straight down diagonal like you guys see, and then just basically be represent duality as much as possible, so both sides. And then he sent me, like, a little chicken scratch sketch, basically. And then from there, I do a rough sketch, and then I do a refined sketch, and I send that to him. And I change little things just to, for composition reasons, but basically everything you're seeing, like, that guy's brain is just crazy. So he comes up with some wild stuff, and then I basically bring it to life.
Yours is pretty crazy, too. I know you put a few Easter eggs in there you mentioned.
Yeah. I remember watching their music video, and in the background, like, you see Capital C's face just kind of fade in for a split second. And I thought it was so cool. So I, like, put him up in the stars, and then I sent it to Issa, and he was like, yo, that's dope. Like, throw ASAP Yams in there, too. And then from there, we were like, he was like, yo, and he just sent me this list of, like, 25 things and was like, hide all those in there wherever, and, like, don't even tell me where you hid them. But so it's cool. There's all sorts of stuff in there. There's some things in there that I don't think anybody's even seen yet, which is cool.
That's dope. We really love how you hustle and, you know, you see an opportunity and you feel that opportunity. I think that's amazing. So what's coming up for you in 2016?
Oh, there's, like, quite a bit of stuff. Well, right now, I just actually had a guy named Zach come from New York. He works for – he's a film guy for Complex Magazine. And basically they're promoting a play, a Broadway play, called The Wiz. And it's like The Wizard of Oz, but it's – I guess it was a Michael Jackson movie back in the day, but – They're redoing it, and so Complex is basically having me, like, they came here and interviewed me doing pieces of art promoting the play. So it's like this big collab that's super, super random, but it's
awesome,
you know? So that's something that I'm really looking forward to. That'll actually be coming out probably before 2016, but other than that, let me think. I've been so focused on that. I'm actually working on I'm illustrating a children's book for a friend as well right now. So that'll be probably or really, really first thing 2016, and that's exciting. I don't want to say too much about it because it's actually a surprise.
That's
but
so exciting.
I'll be posting about that a lot. And then I'm working on a music video as well, an animated music video for CJ Fly from Pro Era. So all these things are, like, I'm juggling them, and then it's just ticking away at one at a time, basically. But I mean, yeah, I'm trying to, like, just pick one and go for it, but it's too exciting, and some things you just can't turn down, so I try and just say yes to everything and then figure it out, but I'm paying for it, so I'm going to try and be a little bit more responsible.
That is awesome. Definitely come hang out with us soon. Come to the studio.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sorry I couldn't come through. I just, you know, we're moving and stuff, so.
All good, yeah, and we can talk more about your love of rap music, because you've just drawn everybody, it feels like.
I've been drawing rappers. Mm-hmm. You can draw faces.
So when did you really get into rap music?
Oh, man. Like, I've just always been into it. Since I was in, like, grade one, I've had my cousins now who are, like, in their 30s, they were really into it, like Pharrell and Slick Rick and all that, and Aaliyah. And so when I was tiny, like little kid. That's the CDs that I had. So instantly, it's just, I don't even have to explain the love of hip-hop to you guys, but it's just like you just feel it, and it's authentic. So when I'm little, that's all I want to listen to is good stuff, you know. Like, and then on the way home from school when I was in grade three, me and my brother found a burnt CD on the ground, and it was just on the ground, so we took it in, and it was like had a loads of Eminem on it. So I got into Eminem when I was in grade three, which is just totally
Eminem.
Oh yeah, it's so like so bad for someone in grade three.
Boxing Eminem.
That's awesome.
Oh yeah, it's good stuff. That was just destiny right there, the CD on the ground.
Thank you so much for speaking with us, and we'll definitely catch up with you soon. And everybody can follow you at Pencil Fingers on Instagram, and is it the same on Twitter?
It's the same everywhere, just with the Z on the end, yeah.
Cool.
If she not driving here, gotta meet her halfway. 89 West End barely runs Saturday, but truthfully it runs bad every day. Send a quick text like I may be late. I tell you when I'm at Kennedy, then make your way. I got mobility, so what sucks is that underground to above ground service takes long to come back. And my data sucks, and her phone is down, and our only communication is Snapchat. Mobility, jailbroken S3, kinda moves whack when it comes to that 4G. Took the RT from Kennedy to STC. Walked to the theater, went outside, then she got me. Hopped in the whip, tracks bumped, then we on the road. Chill at a crib for a bit before we watch dope. Say hi to mama, say what up to her big bros. Put on our kicks, then we up the dough. Honda rolling on a highway, I pray that today will be a good day. And Scarborough early for the movie. Won tickets a couple months ago, now it's about time I use it. Two free drinks and a bag of popcorn. No extra, but it has no flavor and it's lukewarm. Two root beers and a packet of that powdered ketchup. Walking to the theater, watching previews till the show start. By the time the movie start, the popcorn bag half empty. Sipping on too much root beer, now a dude gotta go pee. Luckily, I knew my bladder went before the movie. Obviously, don't know my bladder went during the movie. Went about two times. I ran fast, cause it'll be a while before I torrent that. Movie done, went to get food. Gray skies kind of put us in a whack mood. Before soon slightly started to rain. I guess as long as I'm alive, every day is a good day. To the crib, eating what we got, chilling in the room before it's time to leave her spot. Get myself together as I'm finishing my pop. If I wait a bit, her mom will drive me to my comp. Townhouse neighborhood, the west side of T-Dot. Drove me to my home and it was about 11 o'clock. My day was kinda boring and I'm still thanking God. He let me live another day without bringing me up. Like, cop kill black, then they kill another one. White people try to justify the damage done. Say we won't get shot if we don't run. If we don't run, that's opportunity for cop fun. We not scared of the cops, it's the cops and the gun. Never been a victim, but my brothers are my blood. This go out to every brother smash on top of hood. We gon' be alright like every black person should. Excluding racists and rapists and serial killers and anything along the lines of that. I'm every young man dead at my age. They may recognize and shoot me off my stage. They're scared of us reaching our full potential. Telling us if your problems and using us as a stencil. They want us knowing we great to be silently confidential. Executing our brothers without arrest or a trial. I thank God that I wake up every day. If I survive, then that day is a good day. If I survive, then that day is a good day.
Get your ladies up now, get them up right now. Real high, never down. Live on something, live on something, live on something, live on something. Yeah, yeah. Get your ladies up now, get them up right now. Real high, never down. And live on something, live on something, live on something, live on something. I need a new beginning, fitting for the way I'm living. Put my old life away in a way I can't sit it down. Cause I'm not living for myself now. Got those who hold me up when they do to the class. On behalf of those who pass, I take the torch and light it. If a writer when I hope the high, I bring them back light. That you label last dead, but I stitch you to the thread. And I wear it to the end and I'm sick. There's so many hate no way that I just can't ignore. Everything that they did so I can live on my floors. And I say it once more from the skin to the things that I believe that I bring them back. Every time I breathe, maybe that you won't receive. So I proceed to take it to the next level. To the heavens, break, shake it for the treble and the treble. Bring the fire once again when I say we'll never die. Never die. It's there, we multiply, multiply. Live on, yeah. Get your lighters up now, get them up right now. Real high, never down. Live on something, live on something, live on something, live on something, yeah. Get your lighters up now, get them up right now. Real high, never down. Live on something, live on something, live on something, live on something, yeah. The party that had to come back. Is that repeated again? I said run back. For the ladder we get, it's when we're feeling the power. For the chosen of few, and we're standing more powder than before. Look down, what we know is living the law. From the right to the wrong, they wanna box you and lock you up, no action then. Feel the force of what they feel, no? It's what the order bring to make the order spring. Had to take a fall before a rise. So we're stronger when the crack is alive and I've arrived with something unspoken, never bigger than myself. A great sky's the limit or the digits of your wealth. Resurrect the light, beautiful, beautiful. Or rather celebrate to make a funeral. Mutual, leap, agree to be the light that's exact. Two sets forth, never going back. Live on, yeah. Get your lighters up now, get them up right now. Real high, never down. Live on something, live on something, live on something, live on something. Yeah. Get your lighters up now, get them up right now. Real high, never down. Live on something, live on something, live on something, live on something, yeah.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Screen Girls on Air on CITR 101.9 FM. We're broadcasted live from Vancouver on unceded Musqueam territory. I had to have my go at saying it too. And we just heard brand new Royce Burth, Live On, from his album Art on Fire. And we've played Royce Burth before on the show, and he is a Juno-nominated producer, and he is really experimenting. Each album sort of serves as its own cohesive sound, and they all differ from each other, and he spoke to us more about that. And we've got him on the show today. We spoke to him earlier, and he released The Rebirth, and it was more of a jazz sort of album, and then Caesar is Home, and now he has Art on Fire. And he's really, as we said, experimenting, and we had a chat with him about the album and just what inspired him to change the direction once more.
Each project, I tend to go with different music genres with what I do. So first album, I listened to a lot of jazz and soul records. The second record I did, I was more influenced by like a lot of the older boom bap hip hop records. This time around, it was more psychedelic music. So like I listened to a lot of Jimi Hendrix, and it's not even something where I'll play it for one day. Like it will be in my car, in my iPod and all that stuff. But besides that too, I mean, like besides Jimi Hendrix, like I was listening a lot to The Doors. Even if you listen to the album very closely, there's some instrumental pieces on it too. Getting influenced by that was from Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon album, where they use instrumental pieces to kind of tie things together with the songs. So I wanted to try to keep it within that vein. And, you know, like I found a lot of those records used to do that, where there'd be some vocal tracks on it, but then there'd be some instrumental stuff to kind of break up the pace. For this one in particular, I really did try to treat it like a rock record would. Me in particular, like I have a background in audio engineering, and they taught us a lot of stuff on how rock records were made. And I would spend a lot of that time, maybe about like a week's worth, just making different songs, like just treating it like a jam session. So like I'd do one song, move on to the next, and eventually things started kind of piecing together. More than anything, I mean, like, I think the main goal with what I did for this creative process, I kind of took it with goals that I had in mind. So one thing in particular was, like, I wanted to try to change the way how sampling is kind of portrayed on record. One thing, I didn't want to make it sound so disposable. So I really tried to, you know, create new sounds out of those samples. So, like, stacking them up and making them a lot more dirtier. So, like, a lot of the stuff that might sound like a guitar is actually, like, record samples being used. Stuff that might sound like a piano might end up being sounding like a guitar, too, or a bass chord or something like that. So I really try to change the way how all the instruments would sound on the album. So that's one thing with the creative process. The other thing, too, is that the production value for it, I took a long time with it. It took about maybe 10 or 11 years to really get it out. You know, I really feel comfortable with what I was doing, because I think with this record, it's safe to say that it's safe to say that I needed some time to kind of get comfortable with what I was doing. And understand with how to kind of convey it to the masses, because I think it's so easy that, you know, making hip-hop records for so long, at the end of the day, if you try to do something different, 9 times out of 10, you'll probably end up going back, and it sounds like a hip-hop record all over again. So with this, I really wanted to kind of sit down and say, okay, well, I have to change this so it doesn't sound like hip-hop, change that so it doesn't sound like this record or that record. So I wanted everything to have a lot of separation from what I was known to doing. And, you know, it's all about taking risk at the end of the day and trying to expand what a music genre can be. The easy part's over. It's all about getting it out there person to person. So, you know, you'd be sure to see me there soon, hopefully within the springtime. And, you know, definitely looking to get out to British Columbia and see the local talent for sure. That's my that's my key thing, getting to know who's really out there on the map over there. I know quite a few artists out there, but mm-hmm. obviously I'd like to know more and the whole scene too. I mean, like, people can check for it on my website at roycebirth.com. But yeah, it's definitely in the works, and it's gonna be first start of my tour, the first part of my tour. You guys can get at me at roycebirth.com, and you'll see all of my social handles, all 10,000. Not really, it's just about 6 of them, but yeah, the Instagram, the YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and all that stuff. Just check the website and you'll be connected to all of them.
And that has been our show on CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasted live out of Vancouver, and you can check out today's playlist and videos from artists around the world at www.thescreengirls.com. And be sure to follow us on Facebook at The Screen Girls, and give CITR a follow on Facebook at CITR, and on Twitter at The Screen Girls and at CITR. And that's been our show.
And round of applause for Christina for coming out.
Oh, I feel like it's a party. Okay.
It's totally a party. It's a night show for coming out. I know you're super sick. And now I'm a hypochondriac and I feel sick.
Of course. So next week it'll be switched.
Yes. Yes.
That's how we roll.
Get ready for some sick voices. Okay. Enjoy the rest of your week. Happy hump day.
Drop, hold mics like ponytails tight and bobble ops. Stop, stick around, come through and dig the sound on the flop round 6060 cycle. Who throws a dick around? Bound to go 3-plat. Came to destroy rap. It's an intricate plot of a B-boy strap. Fem stack cats get kidnapped. Then release a statement to the press, let the rest know who did that. Metal fist terrorist, claim responsibility. Broken household name usually set in hostility. What is MF, you silly? I like to take men's to the end for 2 milli. That's an audio daily double. Rappers need to fall off just to save me the trouble. Yo, watch your own back. Came in and go out alone, black. Stay in the zone, turn H2O to cognac. On doomsday, ever since the womb till I'm back where my brother went, that's what my tumor say. Right above my government, Dumoulin. Either unmarked or engraved, hey, who's to say? I wrote this one in BCDCO section. If you don't believe me, go get bagged and checked in. Cell number 17, I'm under the top bunk. I say this not to be mean, what's bad luck, a pop junk. Pop the trunk on C-Cyberpunk, leave them left scraped. God forbid, if ain't no escape, blame MF tape. Definition super villain, a killer who loved children. One who is well skilled in destruction as well as building. My city selling teaches the trife to be trifer. I'm trading science fiction with my man alive lifer. A pie pipe, a holler, a rhyme, a dollar and a dime. Do his thing, ring around the white collar crime. Get out my face, ask about my case, theme toothpaste. Professor Mint, monkey style, nigga to death today. And dope fiends still in their teens. Shook niggas turn witness. Real men's mind their own business. That's the difference between sissy pissy rappers is double dutch. How come I hold a microphone double clutch? COs make rounds, never have ox found. On shakedown, lockdown, wet dreams of Fox Brown. On doomsday, ever since the wound till I'm back where my brother went. That's what my tumor say. Right above my government doomalay. Either unmarked or engraved, hey, who's to say? Doomsday, ever since the womb till I'm back to the essence, read it off the tomb. Either engraved or unmarked grave, who's to say? Pass the mic like pass the peas like they